Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinga Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Nagaland civil service officers must help shape policy and public mindsets, says Minister K.G. Kenye. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says 100 crore citizens included in social security schemes in last 11 years. Justice Sherto encourages all tribes in Nagaland to translate Universal Declaration of Human Rights in their own dialect. And Chief Minister Nipiu Rio announces Austria and Malta as official country partners for Hornbill Festival. And now the news in detail. Attributing the role played by the Nagaland Civil Service Association, NCSA, in shaping the destiny of the present-day Nagaland, Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenye today called upon the officers to use their wide field experience to play a more active role in shaping the future of the state. He was addressing the 47th General Conference of the Nagaland Civil Service Association, NCSA, held at the Administrative Training Institute, ATI, Kohima. He emphasized that the civil servants of the state and the elected representatives must work as a team, adding that both should complement and supplement each other.
Civil servants of the state and the elected representatives of the state must work as a team. We must complement and supplement each other because our subject is the same. Our interest is the people and the land, the state, and whatever composes of it.
The minister called the NCS the most valued machinery of the government, noting that if this machinery ever breaks down, governance itself would collapse as no one else can take their place. Calling them the best minds and the cream of society, Mr. Kenye encouraged a deeper interaction with elected members, the formulation of new policy frameworks and continued engagement with grassroots leaders to build a shared vision for the future.
You have to think more than a politician. You have to bring out new policy framework to evolve new guidelines. Interact with us. The 60 elected members are yours. You interact with us. Discuss. But also, in the field, you have to go and motivate and influence the grassroots leaders so that we will build up a unique teamwork and carry forward what is best for our people.
Furthermore, Mr. Kenye encouraged officers not to remain silent or confined only to official duties, but to actively contribute to social responsibilities as well. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government has expanded social security coverage from 25 crore people in 2014 to nearly 100 crore people at present, addressing gathering while participating in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi, Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister appealed to the public to support the Vocal for Local initiative by purchasing locally made products and strengthening the local economy.
की एजुकेशन और बेहतर भविष्य में सुकन्या समृद्धि योजना बड़ी भूमिका निभा रही है. देश में पिछले 11 वर्ष में ऐसी अनेक योजनाएं शुरू हुई है जिन्होंने नागरिकों की सामाजिक सुरक्षा को सोशल सिक्योरिटी कवच को बहुत मजबूत कर दिया है और देश के गरीब वंचित निरंतर सोशल सिक्योरिटी के दायरे में आ रहे हैं. 2014 में देश में 25 करोड़ लोग ही सोशल सिक्योरिटी के दायरे में थे. आज ये संख्या करीब-करीब 100 करोड़ तक पहुंच चुकी है.
The Prime Minister said that across the country, more than 4 crore such accounts have been opened so far, with savings of nearly 3.5 lakh crore rupees, reflecting growing financial security for girl children. He noted that although Sri Satya Sai Baba is not physically present, his eternal principles of love, service and universal brotherhood continue to guide crores of devotees across the world. Justice Songkhup Chang Sherto, chairperson of Nagaland State Human Rights Commission, NSHRC, graced the one-day legal and human rights campaign at Konyak Union Office Hall. The program was jointly organized by the NSHRC and District Level Services Authority, MON, in collaboration with Konyak Students' Union. In his address, Justice Sherto, while maintaining that Universal Declaration of Human Rights is the most influential document, encouraged all the tribes in the state to translate in their own language for better understanding. Advocate Moba Konyak, Deputy Legal Aid Defense Counsel, MON, spoke on right to health and education as human rights, while Protection of Human Rights Act was explained by R. Nzandemo Lota, member of NSHRC. The NSHRC team also visited the MON District Hospital, District Jail, Police Station and GHSSC MON. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today announced Austria and Malta as official country partners for the upcoming Hornbill Festival after meetings with their representatives in New Delhi. Malta's High Commissioner Ruben Gocci thanked Nagaland for the partnership and said Malta aims to strengthen ties and people-to-people connections through its participation. Dr. Gisela Christoferic of the Austrian Embassy said Austria will send trade delegations and explore collaboration opportunities during the festival. Welcoming both nations, Chief Minister Ryo said their involvement would enrich the festival and help build cultural, creative and sectoral partnership. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. President Draupadi Murmu today said that Digital India is a transformative initiative that has opened doors to countless opportunities by bringing technology within the reach of citizens. Addressing the fifth annual convocation of National Institute of Technology in New Delhi, the president said that fast internet service and the latest technology are being taken to remote areas to provide equal opportunities. She said that institutions like NITs can play a vital role in creating model digital villages and urged students to think in new directions and to strive to discover technologies that do not yet exist.
NIT दिल्ली ने कम समय में ही राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर अपनी पहचान बनाई है यह बहुत ही प्रसन्नता की बात है कि आपका यह संस्थान आधुनिक बुनियादी ढांचे और शैक्षणिक उत्कृष्टता पर विशेष ध्यान दे रहा है तकनीकी शिक्षा के एक महत्वपूर्ण संस्थान के रूप में उभर रहा है मल्टीडिसिप्लिनरी एजुकेशन नवाचार शोध उद्यम के साथ-साथ सहयोग और कौशल आधारित शिक्षण को बढ़ाई देकर यह संस्थान भविष्य की आवश्यकताओं के अनुसार विद्यार्थियों को सक्षम बना रहा है
The fifth Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan campaign was held yesterday at Kohima Science College Autonomous Jotsuma with MLA and Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pang Konyak as the special guest. The program was organized by the Department of Social Welfare Nagaland in collaboration with the Internal Quality Assurance Cell of the college. In his address, Mr. Konyak stated that drug abuse has become a major health concern not only in Nagaland but across the country. A report.
Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan campaign, launched in 2020, is a national initiative focused on achieving a drug-free India. It aims to address the growing challenge of substance abuse through a comprehensive framework focusing on prevention, education, awareness, counseling, treatment, and rehabilitation.
Tejo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Encouraging the students, Mr. Konyak urged them to be a change maker and the future of Nagaland and reminded them to be smart not to start. The advisor also appreciated the efforts of law enforcement agencies in tackling issues related to delinquency and substance abuse. The 56th International Film Festival IFFI of India will begin tomorrow at Panaji, Goa. This cinematic extravaganza featuring 240 films from 81 countries will continue until 28th of this month. Our correspondent reports that this year's film festival will continue to live up to its traditional reputation featuring several unique events.
Goa, a global tourism destination, is now set to become a global film destination with the grand celebration of IFFI 2025. Spanning across multiple venues, the film festival is a celebration of world cinema. Cultural centers and theaters in the state are set to welcome cinephiles, art lovers and industry professionals from tomorrow. Brazilian film The Blue Trail will open the film festival with its premiere at Ravindra Bhavan in Madgaon. India has further expanded its international collaboration this year, delivering special awards and honors to films and artists from various countries. With the spirit of Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam, the excitement of the festival is palpable in every corner of Panaji. IFFI 2025 marks the beginning of a unique cinematic celebration of the finest films. With Nikhil Kumar, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Panaji.
The Nagaland State Urban Development Agency, SUDA, launched a three-day state-level SHG exhibition come Cell Day at All NST Park in Kohima under DAY-NULM and the DJAYS pilot initiative. It is aimed at promoting women-led SHG enterprises and supporting sustainable livelihoods. Under DJAY, all ULBs will be covered with special focus on vulnerable groups such as construction, transport, gig, care, waste and domestic workers. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland civil service officers must help shape policy and public mindsets, says Minister K.G. Kenye. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says 100 crore citizens included in social security schemes in last 11 years. Justice Sherto encourages all tribes in Nagaland to translate Universal Declaration of Human Rights in their own dialect. And Chief Minister Nipiu Rio announces Austria and Malta as official country partners for Hornbill Festival. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.